Hello.
Good evening. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your number was chosen at random and your individual answers are entirely confidential. To begin, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Bachelor's.
Thank you very much. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Nope.
If that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian,
white.
Or Alaska Native? Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Columbus, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered. I voted today.
Thank you. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus, though sometimes things come up that prevents people from voting. As it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances?
I voted today.
Oh, already voted. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
And how motivated were you to vote in the November 2023 general elections on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, thank you. And now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Joseph Motto.
I voted for him. Yeah, 10.
Thank you. Shannon Harding.
Oh, that one I don't remember. I voted straight Democratic, so...
Well, we're just looking for your opinions on them. Doesn't have to be exact.
Yeah, I, so that would be, I don't know.
Yeah.
If you're Democrat, I like
them. So, on a scale from 0 to 10, or you have never heard of her?
The name again, please?
Shannon Harding.
Yeah, I was not familiar, no.
Okay. Andrew Ginther?
The mayor? Is that who you just said?
Andrew Ginther?
Yeah, 0.
The Columbus City Council?
Ugh. Aren't you going to ask me who I voted for to be on there? Because there was hardly anybody running. They were all running unopposed, it seemed like.
Well, we're just looking for your rating on a scale from 0 to 10.
Whether I like them or not, then I would give them a 2.
Okay, thank you. What about Adrienne Hood?
Nope, don't know. 0.
Louis Gill?
Who?
Louis Gill?
Louise Gill, judge. Like I said, don't know. 0. I voted Democratic.
Okay. So should I put 0, which means very cold on or unfavorable, or never heard of?
5. Do a 5. Yeah, never heard of him.
Okay. Thank you. Emmanuel Remy?
Nope. We're going to have to give me... parties for me to answer that, so, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And what about Nancy Deokauer?
I met her in the parking lot, so, yeah, I voted for her.
And on a scale from 0 to 10, how warm or cold?
I give her an 8. There you go.
Thank you. And what about Nick Bengtson?
Nope, 0.
Thank you. And okay. And next, and there are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? I would rather re-elect city council so they can continue the work they have been doing, or I would rather elect new people to city council so the council can go in a new direction.
It would be the second one. Like I said, both of them are running unopposed.
Thank you. And now, if the November election for mayor of Columbus was held today, would you vote for Andrew Ginther or Joseph Motto?
Motto.
Thank you. If the November elections for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Bankston or Farhan Jetty?
The second one.
Okay, thank you. How certain are you that you will be voting for Farhan Jetty for Columbus City Council? Are you very certain?
Yeah, very certain.
Yeah, thank you. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
But if
yeah,
you had...
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Deocower or Louise Gill?
Nancy Deocower.
Thank you. And how certain are you that you will be voting for Nancy Deocower for Columbus City Council?
Yes.
Very certain. Thank you. Now, this November, there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School District that reads as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose...
I voted for it.
Appropriate on the measure. Okay. Thank you. And in
and
politics
voted
today...
I the library one. I voted for all of them.
Okay, thank you. And now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced? What was that? I'm sorry?
Married.
Okay, thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Nope.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
The presidential?
The 2020,
Biden.
The past?
Yeah, Biden.
Okay, thank you. And finally, last year, that is 2022, what was your family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Oh, last year, in 2022?
Yeah.
Maybe my husband was out of work that year, so not very much. Maybe 70, something like that.
Okay. Thank you very much. And with this, we'll conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.